Chris Young, very grateful that you are here with me. I've been grateful to be introduced and connected to you. And here you are, Arm Perlusum. Very great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we will get right into it. Crystal, first question for you is, what is your business?
My business is business advisory services. Generally, it takes the form of a fractional COO for entrepreneurs, small to mid-sized businesses, but it can take a lot of different forms in terms of. I look at things like organizational structures, employee satisfaction, client satisfaction, revenue generation, pricing structures, margins, basically everything that's needed to make a business run smoothly and run profitably.
What compelled you to start this business?
I think I probably had a similar journey as most entrepreneurs, where after school, I joined a firm and I was a part of a bigger company, felt very comfortable doing that, and always felt compelled to start my own business, but always had a lot of excuses. Well, I don't know how to do this and I don't know how to do that. And at some point, you kind of run out of excuses and you go, you know what? This is actually really important to me. One, for my own personal development, two, because I'm advising clients who have their own businesses. And then also, three, I have very specific ways that I think businesses ought to be run and ought to be run really well. And when I see things that are not necessarily things that I want to be a part of, it's important for me to build something that I truly believe in.
How would you say, Crystal, that you're leading the way with the work that you're doing?
Yeah, so there's really a few things that are kind of unique to what I do. So I started off working with bigger companies, big financial institutions, big healthcare companies, then kind of went into some mid-sized businesses. Now I'm working with entrepreneurs. And one of the things is really bringing to entrepreneurs and small business owners what bigger businesses have in terms of skill sets of consulting. So, where they may not have that expertise about how do you grow and scale a company, how do you look at profitability and customer segmentation, and those things that entrepreneurs didn't really have access to before, I provide that access. The other thing, which goes in line with that and was kind of built out of necessity, was the ability to assess companies really quickly. So when you work in a big company and you go, okay, I want to have an assessment of my company done to basically understand what are the top three things that if I just focus on these things, I'll be more profitable, have a better work experience for myself, for those around me, and a better client experience. And that might take another consulting firm, two full-time people working for a month. And it's very expensive. And so, what I did was, I designed a way to assess companies really quickly, very lean, so that basically in 16 business hours, I can provide a lot of insight to say, there's 100 things that you could work on, but if you focus on these three things, this is how to move the needle in terms of employee experience, client experience, your personal, your profitability, all of those things that really matter.
It's amazing taking all that experience you have from these previous companies and then turning it into something very valuable that you can do yourself and provide, this immense value to these clients. Which leads me to my next question, Crystal, is who would you say are your ideal clients, or who are you typically working with?
I do a lot with professional services. So, law firms, accounting firms, financial services, companies like that is where most of my clients live. I do have some pretty obscure ones, which are fun and interesting. I have a singer and a songwriter. I have a woman who teaches breath work. I have a music school. So, certainly, it's pretty industry agnostic because really we're doing a lot of the basics of building and scaling a business. But generally, a lot in professional services, I really like to work in small businesses, somewhere between one employee, could just be an owner, up to maybe 100 employees, probably maximum revenue around, 100 million. But really kind of stay within those small businesses. That's where we're able to really see the impact of the work that we do and really work on a more personal one-on-one level with a company to see that. The other thing that I want to mention is that this works really with all life cycles of a business. So if somebody's just getting started and they go, I don't even know where to begin, how do I get things set up? Or they say, okay, I've been around for 5, 7 years. I'm really trying to grow and scale this. But, you know, I need to take a better look at it. I've just been kind of running a business on the fly, but not really optimizing it. Or I work with a lot of people that go, I'm getting kind of close to retirement age. Do I sell my business? Do I pass it off and do some sort of succession planning with a family member? Or, you know, or do I stay involved in the day-to-day? And so we help really companies of all different life cycles get to the next stage.
What would you say the ideal conversation is that you're looking to start with these prospective clients?
The first question that I ask is, if you could change one thing about your business, what would it be today? You know, it's that one thing that keeps you up at night. It's that one thing that stresses you out, that generally entrepreneurs know what the problem is. They just haven't taken the time to fix it yet, or they don't exactly know or have a plan in place to do so. So it could be something like, you know, I need more profitability. And we take a look at your revenue streams. We take a look at your margins, the customers that you're working with, the segmentation, all of those different things. So it could take a lot of different looks, but basically it's really getting to what is most important to you today. And then let's put some really dedicated effort around making that happen.
And last one for us here, Crystal, who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners, the ones that can lead you to those ideal clients?
Yes. Yeah, so some of them are pretty much the same as my clients. So law firms, accounting firms, people in financial services, as well a lot with even HR teams. So it's basically people who are the team for an entrepreneur to be able to focus on what they do best. So a lot of what I'm doing is, you know, you have somebody that they go, hey, I'm a really good lawyer, but I don't necessarily know how to run a very effective, optimized business. I'm just a really good lawyer and I want to have my own practice. And so they might employ people like an HR team to handle, you know, their payroll and their benefits. They might hire an accounting team to hire, you know, to do their financials. And then they might hire somebody like me to do kind of their COO work to optimize their processes and everything kind of going on within the business. And so I collaborate really well with those specialists. It's basically, you know, this community of people who help entrepreneurs be successful to focus on what they really do best and what they love.